Hello, and welcome to our podcast, First Peter Verse by Verse, brought to you by Telios. This captivating podcast will not only impart the wonderful book of First Peter, but it will also show you how to study the Bible so you have confidence in Scripture. Each episode will provide key points for verses in First Peter. Thanks for joining us on this exciting biblical journey.
Welcome back to our video series on the book of First Peter. What a great study. We're in the first chapter, so we're just getting started, really. After an introduction, and after a few verses where Peter explains to the recipients in Northern Asia Minor, that the recipients of the letter, Northern Asia Minor, of the surety of their salvation coming from the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ in their faith, he then mentions that the suffering that they endure now is nothing compared to the glory that they'll receive, and urges them to press forward in their faith. He then, in verse 10, takes a very unusual turn where he returns to the Old Testament. And remember, if you've joined me before in these videos, there's a very high percent of Jewish recipients for this letter. So he returns to the prophets in the Old Testament, and he speaks about them in verse 10, saying that they sought to know all about, and really, they sought diligently to know all about the grace that was coming to them from Messiah to take away their sins, that God would send Messiah to take away their sins of the Jews and of the world. So the prophets were important in the Old Testament, not only because they talked about Messiah, as you know from 2 Peter, all prophecy really is related to Messiah, Revelation 19, but they also were important in the life of leadership, in the life of Israel, in terms of taking leadership in the time of the kings, because the kings were so bad. And you may remember that the prophets in the Old Testament are often writing prophets, major prophets like Isaiah and Jeremiah, and minor prophets like Hosea and Malachi. So then we know from verse 11 then, in the second of this three verse passage on the prophets and seeking to know about Messiah, that they sought to know the time of when Messiah would come and the suffering that would follow. So that tells us several important things. One is that the gospel was clear in the Old Testament. Otherwise, there would be a king, a prophet, a priest to become, to die and suffer for the sins of the people and be resurrected and ultimately come and bring the kingdom of God to earth as salvation to Israel. All this is in the Old Testament. And it was clear with Nicodemus, one of the leaders of Israel, when he came to Christ. Christ told him he should have known this. How can you not know this, Nicodemus? You're one of the teachers of Israel. So the mission of Messiah was there in the Old Testament through prophecy, but what was lacking was the time that he would come. This was not known. Now there is a hint in an amazing prophecy of the prophecy of the 70 weeks in Daniel 9. That talks about, they give hints to the coming 70 weeks, which were really years, 70 times 7, after the development of the temple, the second temple in Israel, which lands at about the time of Christ. And then that's the first 69 weeks. And then there's a skip of time of the church, which people did not know about in the Old Testament, the church, to the 70th week, which is actually the tribulation, that last week before Messiah actually comes. It's an amazing prophecy, Daniel 9, 24 to 27. So that's what was lacking. That's what they wanted to know, because they really wanted to be a part of this. But they knew the message. I think he's saying this to the people in Asia Minor, to whom Peter is writing, that you're privileged. Here are your forefathers who were leaders of Israel, who received the messages of God and the prophecy. They wanted to know what you know, and you know this. So how glorious are you that you would have this information? Despite your trials, live like it in your commitment to God and your growing knowledge of Him. Okay, exciting verse, verse 11. Thanks for joining me today. Join me next time as we finish this short passage regarding the prophets and what it says about Messiah. Thanks so much. See you then.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast, First Peter Verse by Verse. We hope you found the teachings both interesting and informative. Join us next week for another exciting episode. To listen to all episodes, please visit our website, teleiosresearch.com. That's TELEIOSRESEARCH. Thank you.